6:30, and I believe we are up to. I think we're at the bottom of the Amud. Darshei Rishumas, three lines in the bottom on Kuf Dawud Amud Beis. Darshei Rishumas, Hayayim and Kulam Bon Leilam Abba. Everybody comes to Leilam Abba. Shneimar. Li Gilad, Vli Menashe Vefrayim. Ni Menashe. To me is Gilad, to me is Menashe. Ephraim was Rashi. Ephraim is the strength of my head. Yehuda Mechaiki. Yehuda is my ruler or judge. Mayav Sirachti, Mayav is the pot where I wash my legs. On Edom Nashnachmali, on Edom I will throw my shoes. I lay fleshes Yisrael. By Plishtim I will cause them to be friends. Li Gilad Zeachav, Shenafu Baram is Gilad, Hito Baram is Gilad. Menashe Kimashmoy, Ephraim was Rashi. Say Yeravim the Kassim. Ephraim is going on Yeravim the Kassim. Ephraim, Yehuda Mechaiki is Achitayful. That's the first Achitayful. The Kaasim Yehuda that comes from Yehuda. Mayav Sirachti is a Gechazi Shalok Halitzke Rechita. Had to do with the general who came to bathe. Al Edom Mashach Nali is a Dayag Adaymi. That refers to Dayag Adaymi. Avay Freshes Yisrael. What is Avay Freshes Yisrael? I'm Ramah Hashayf, my Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishlam, and Yavid David Chargis, a Plishti, if David who killed the Plishti will come. Virus is Benecha Gas, and he got your children Gas. Ma'at Oisle, what are you going to do to him? He's a Taina. They made his life miserable. And how can you put Dayag in Achitayfu and Ilam Abba? Amalan, Allah, 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 it'll be my job to make them be friends, and he'll be my Chodem. Madua Shaivva Mazeyu Shalayim Shuvaz Netzach. Pashta Shaivva is a lesson of rebel. Why did they rebel forever? But over here we're using the word Meshavva as an answer. Amar Rav Tshuva Netzachas Hashiva Knesset Yisrael Lenavi. The Yidden gave what they felt was an unanswerable, an unrefutable, there's no such word, irrefutable is the word.
Irrefutable
answer to the Navi. Amar Lam Navi Yisrael Chizru B'Tshuva Du Tshuva. Avaseichem Shechatu Hechonim. Where are your forefathers that sinned? Everybody dies. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. Because look what happened to your forefathers who died without tshuva.
It's the people they're talking to.
The Navi is talking to the people. Right. So they answered back, everybody dies. And Halavim, Halavim, Oilam Yechu. Amalahan, Chazru Vahidu. I'm sorry. Amalahan, he said to them, Gimel. Your forefathers admitted, meaning at the end of the day, the way the Mepharshim learned it, he told them, nobody lives forever, it's the way you die, it's what happens after one dies. So Pshat is, the Nevi'im were able to persuade them that it's not death that is a riot to the long way of a person's life. Yes, everybody dies. It's what happens after death that's a riot to what person's life. Shmuel Amar Boaz Arben Yadav Yashvu Lufanam. 10 people came and sat in front of the Navi. Yechesku Amar Lohem. He told them Chizru B'tshuva. Do tshuva. Amar Lohem. They told them Eved Shemach Rabbi V'isha Shigur Shavayla. An Eved that was sold by his master, a woman that was divorced by her husband. Klum Yesh Lezah Azeh Klum. Is there any claim one on the other? Amar Lohem. Kodesh Baruch Hu Lenavi. Lech Amar Lohem. Go tell them Eze Sefer Kritzis Imcham. Where is the bill of divorce? That I have sent her. Who is my creditor that I sent, that I sold you to? You were sold because of your sin. Your mother was sent away because of her sins. Meaning nobody divorced, it's just a separation, it's not a divorce, it's not a sale. Elsewhere it says Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. Why are they both called Avadim? Because the Yidden would say that Nebuchadnezzar that they are sold, that they were sold, and they're no longer property of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu. If he received my Kadosh Baruch Hu Bekari Avdai, Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved Lemi Nechasim Lemi. If an Eved buys property, it belongs to the master anyway. So therefore, you belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu anyway. Your claim is not a taina. And that which you want to say, what went on your mind, will never happen. That which you want to say, let us be like the other nations, like the families of the land, to serve wood and stone. I swear, says Hashem, if not with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with poured out wrath, I will rule over you. Amr of Nachman called Kairis Chalusuk Hakman Alam Vilufukin, and Alabai Kadosh Baruch Hu should get that angry and take us out of Golos. V'yisru L'mishpat L'kav Yirenu. This is another pshat in their
Taina. But Yisru LeMishpat, they said that, well, I think Pashim Shad, it means they will be punished by judgment and God will teach them. We're given an impossible job. We're supposed to overcome our desires, and that's literally impossible. It's your job to control your Yetzer. Let the Rabbani Shalom teach us, meaning, let the Rabbani Shalom help us, meaning basically, we want a way out by blaming the Yetzer Hara and refusing to take responsibility for our lack of control of the Yetzer Hara. This doesn't say about this one. The four Ajaitas are Bilam, Dayag, Achitaifu, and Gechazi. Bilam, Balayam, Bilam was without a nation, the Varacha, Bilam, Shabalaam, he confused Klal Yisrael, caused loss in Klal Yisrael. Ben Ba'ar, Shabal, boy who lived with his animal, he was committed bestiality. Tanahu Ba'ar, who Kushan, who Shisayim, who Lavan Arami. They are one and the same. Some learn physically, but that's difficult. So most learn Aide Gilgul. Boar Shabal Boyer lived on his animal. Kushan Shur Shayim, the which day we saw as Yisrael. Twice he made life difficult for Klal Yisrael. Achaz Meyakov, Achaz Meshvayt HaShavtim. Mashmai, what was his real name? Lovin Arami Shemai. Siv Ben Boar, Siv Benoy Boar. One place it calls Bilam the father of Boar, and one place it calls him the son of Boar. Rabbi Yechon, and Abiv Benoy Hulay Benavias. It was his physical father who was a son to him in prophecy, meaning when it came to prophecy, was not as big as his son. Bilam Hudlaasa Valmadasi. Smashma Bilam doesn't come to the world to come. Hashar Gaim Akrin Masa, but other nations do come. Other Gaim do come. That's Rabbi Shua's opinion. The Gaim should return to Gehenim. The Yushaim should go to Gehenim. Go Gaim Shrech Elohim. So these are the Gaim. All Gaim don't go to Gehenim. Different Rabbi Ezer. I'm a little bit sure we could ever become Goyim. Doesn't it say with all the Goyim? They never call Goyim Shaykh Elohim. Only those who forget Hashem. Yeshuv Risham Lushay Lahu, Manenu, call Goyim Shaykh Elohim. Only those nations that forget the Rabbani Shalom and don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs. Rabbi said, Rasha doesn't seem in the Atzmai, that Rasha himself gave a sign whether he would make it to Elohim Haba or not. Amar, he said, Tamas Nabshi Maisi Sharim, I should die the death of the righteous. Im Tamas Nabshi Maisi Sharim, if I die a natural death, if I am killed, then in the Eilach Ami, I'm going to go along with my rest of the Gayim, rest of the Rishayim, into Gehenna. Midyan and Mayav were not at peace with each other. Mashul Shnei Klavim, there's a mashul to two dogs, Shahayu Ve'edah, that were in the same flock, and they were red hot at each other. The wolf attacked one, Amra Achar, the other one says, if I don't help him today, hiring guy say he will kill him, and tomorrow he'll come attack me. So they made an alliance out of necessity, and they killed the wolf. The weasel and the cat of the Hilula make a party from the fat of someone who had bad luck. Meaning when it's in their interest, all of a sudden two enemies can work together. What happened to Sarim Midyan? Once he told him to stay overnight, and he's going to ask Hashem. He wants Hashem to agree that to curse them. He'll never agree. So they left. Audacity helps even Klapi Shemayim. When Bilam insisted, "Kum leichi tam go," so God Shabbat will let people live their lives the way they want to, and therefore, if a guy is mechutzif and he's audacious and he asks for a certain way, God Shabbat says, "That's the way you want to live. You'll suffer the consequences." It is audaciousness is rulership without responsibility. You can act like the big boss and scream and make a tumult, but you have no responsibility. I am young and anointed as a king. And those machutzafim are stronger than I am. Meaning they have no responsibility, but in brutal strength, they are the same as me or more than me. Bilam was a lame on one foot. Shefi means dislocated thigh. Shimshim was a lame on both feet. He was lame on the road. The bites the heels of the horse.
Bilam Suma Bachas Meinavaya. Bilam was blind in one eye. Shnemesh Suma Ayin, which means open one eye. Kaisim Bamasahaya. He was also did witchcraft using his private part of his body. Sivachim Naifel Guyanayim says the word falling and unrevealed eyes. Sivachim Haman Naifel Alamita, which refers to the fact that he was involved in, at least accused of being involved in Znus acts. Like we find by Haman, says we hear Kara Shachav Nafal, says by Sisra that he fell that between the legs of Yoel, Kara Nafal Shachav, and he lived with her, and that uses the word Nafal, so he committed bestiality. V'yedei das Elyon. He knows the das of the Rabbeinu Shloim, the mind of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Has to das behem to the Aviyada. He couldn't comprehend what his animal knew. Das Elyon Aviyada. He would know what the Rabbeinu Shloim knew. That the Gemara my das behem to Damilei. They told him my time lo lach was asusya. When didn't he understand his animal? It's when the people told him, why aren't you riding a horse? Amalu, he said, Shadur alu beretziva. I sent it into the swamp to graze. Amalei alo enechi asancha. I am your donkey. I'm always your donkey. You don't use a horse. She said, Latina Baum, I only use you for packages. So she said, Asher Rechavta, why? It's not true. You rode me. Akroi Baum, he said, once in a while. So she said, no, me. You commit bestiality with me at night. Sivacha Haskin is Kanti, which means, am I accustomed? Sivacha Matiloi Sichenes, which means a provider of heat, body heat. Elamai Vyadai Das Elyon. He knew the exact time Shekadosh Baruch Hu Kaya's blood that Shekadosh Baruch Hu manifests his anger. What Bilam had answered him from Shittim to Gilgal. L'mandat Tzitzkus Hashem, you should know the charity of Hashem. My L'mandat Tzitzkus Hashem, what is the charity that Hashem did? Do not come and Tzitzkus to see Simachem, how much charity I did with you. So Ka'asti Kalaisen Hayamim B'mei Bilam Arasha. I did not get angry all those days in the days of Bilam Arasha. Shilamolu Ka'asti Kalaisen Hayamim. Had I gotten angry, L'nishtayim B'sinem Shari the Pulit, he would have taken advantage of that second to curse Klal Yisrael. Titus says either he would have started then or he would have said the word Kaleim. And by the way, the Rabbanim have made the world work. It works. How can I curse them? Like Kabbat Kela Kodesh Baruch Hu is not getting angry. Doesn't want him cursed. Hashem has not displayed his anger. Tell Zayim b'chol yoyim b'kama Zayim a'rega. And how much is the time of his anger? A'rega. Shanem ha'ki rega b'aboy chayim b'tzaynoy. A'rega of his anger, life is with his goodwill. If I say Malech Ami Babakadarecha, go my nation, go into your rooms, it's good Losecha Batcha, and close your doors behind you. Havikimat Rega, hide for a rega, Javar Zam till the anger goes by. So we see that the Zam is a rega. Amos Rasach, when is that anger? Klashar Kamaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, Kihavra Karbal to the Tanagulta, when the crown of the rooster gets pale. In fact, the Gemara Kal Shaita Vishaita Nami Chavra, it's always pale. The Gemara called Shaita Vishaita is Vitsaraki Sumki, you'd always have red streaks. Ishaita Les Vitsaraki Sumki, at that point there are no red streaks. Ahumina, there was a min to have a Bishuvah Sidr, Bishuvah Levi.
What happens during that red? In other words, if there's no Bilam pressing up in Israel, anything happen during that red?
Well, obviously it is a manifestation of anger that translates into kind of behavior in this world, whatever that happens. There's no exact thing that happens. I assume Shad is that some kind of punishments of some sort are a result of that manifestation of anger. Yes?
Just a thought is that this can't be the only Milam film, although it's what it's always mentioned. Because at this point, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, you, me, everybody else knows this moment and knows how to find this moment, knows the proximal location of this moment. I mean, there must be more film.
Well, he knew it without having to have a sign. He knew it intuitively. He didn't have to check a rooster. He didn't sit there and watch a rooster. Nothing in my writer. Who shaita? I'm sorry. Who mina? There was a min having b'shivusa. The b'shivu b'levi that would come tirely was making life miserable for him. Then the guy one day, nakatan nagulti, took a rooster, b'asli b'kari, caught it in the bed, at the foot of his bed. Right, and he sat there. Amakimata who shaita? When that time comes, he'll tie out, will curse him. He dozed off. It is not the proper thing to do. It is not the proper thing to do. Okay. Zakti Gemara Baita. To try to use that second to punish, to punish the other person.
Why is that?
Because the Rabbanu Shem doesn't want people to employ that. It's not for us to use. That's what it's saying.
So Bilam wanted to use that moment.
Bilam, and again, Bilam had the ability to use it. We're not supposed to try to figure out when it is and use it. This is Rabbi Shulman Levi. It's not what the Rabbanu Shem wants Rabbi Shulman Levi to do. No, Rabbi Shulman Levi did it to punish the men.
But he did it.
Yeah, he wanted to get rid of the men. So it's not the proper thing to do. I'm honest with tzaddik lo tzayv. Tzaddikim shouldn't punish people. I feel the mini lo yiboy lein lemei marachi. Even by minim, he's not supposed to do this. Tanimish meder emeir b'shar shacham is a rachas when the sun shines. I'm lochem anichim kisrayim arishayim. They put their crowns on their heads and mishtachim lechama and they prostrate themselves in front of the sun. V'yad kayas the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. That's the second of anger when there's a certain amount of averis in this world, Chinuch says. At that moment, there's a manifestation of anger of the Rabbanu Shlom. So the Gemara writes, "Bayakim Bilam Bayakim Bayachlu Shusasayinai." Bilam got up in the morning and he saddled his donkey. Tan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Adalaz Avim Vatela Shura Shagdula. Love can be mevatul the protocol of greatness. The Avraham Basi Bayashkam Avraham Bayker, and he saddled his own donkey. Sinim Vatela Shura Shagdula. Bilam Shinem Bayakim Bilam Bayakim Bayachlu Shusasayinai. Bilam used the motion of hatred. Drove him to do things that he normally would not do. Meaning, great people don't saddle their own donkeys. They just don't do it. They have servants. Person should do Tara Mitzvahs even Shlai L'Shma. To Mishtaich Shlai L'Shma Bal L'Shma. Through the Shlai L'Shma, he comes to L'Shma. Shemischar Abba Mishtaim Kabbana Shekru Balak. Through the Schar of 42 Kabbanas that Balak brought, Zachav Yatsim Ben Rus, he was Zeicha, and Rus came out from him. Amr Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Huna Rus Bittish Eglam Ben Benoi Shabalak.
Being that he had a good thought during that time.
No, he did it. The Mashal speaks out that he, even though he did it for bad intentions, but the bad intentions were driven by fear, and therefore it was legitimate. And therefore he gets charged for it. He didn't do it because he hated Klal Yisrael for the sake of hatred. He did it because he hated Klal Yisrael because he was afraid of them. And therefore that's legitimate enough to be considered a Shlai L'Shma. That's how the Mashal explains it. That's the Gemara Vayter. I'm Rabbi Yaisi Barahuna, Rus Bitaisha Eglam Ben Benai Shabalak Malach Mayav Haisa. Rus was the daughter of Egla and the grandson of Balak, a descendant of Balak. Amalei Rabbi Marisu, it says in the Pasuk, Yaitu Malakim Mishlem Shlema Mishmech Hashem will make the great name of Shlema greater than your name. That's what David was told. The Yigdal Eskisim Mikisacha will make his throne greater than your throne. Ayrach Ara Lamemalei Lamalka Haki, is that proper to tell a king your son will be better than you? Amalei Me'enka Amalei. She meant to say, Ka'amarle, I think that's supposed to say. He changes the gears to Ka'amarle. He meant to say it'll be similar to yours, not greater than yours. He'll make it as great, similar to yours. The same thing is true. Right? It says that Yol Eishes Chayver Akeni is blessed more than the ladies. Minashim Ba'ayel Tavayrach. She's, Pashab Shat would mean, she's blessed more than the Nashim and the Ayel. Now, who are these Nashim and the Ayel? Maninu Sar Rivka Racholeya. Because the Pasuk uses the word ayel by them. So, is it proper to say that she's greater than the Imahs? Elamein Kamar means she will be similar to the Imahs. Hakanami Me'en Kamar. The Pulig of Rabbi Yaisi Barachayin.
That's in Yaakov, say, Ishtam Aholim?
Yeah, okay, but he says that we're talking about ladies now, right? We're talking about Nashim. Pulig of Rabbi Yaisi Barachayin, Rabbi Yaisi Barachayin, Bechol Adam, Miskana, Chosim, Ibnai, Batamidai. Person gets jealous on anybody, he doesn't mind if his son or Talmud exceeds him. B'nai Mishleima, where David was told your son will be greater than you, and there was no fear of jealousy because people do not get jealous of their children. U'metamidai, from whatever raya, and again the svara is because a person views his tamidim and his children as extensions of him. So if they grow bigger, it's a reflection on him anyway. So therefore, there's no reason for jealousy.
Why does it say they won't be similar?
That's machloikas, upliga. It's a machloikas. It's two pshatim and the pshat in the pasuk. You're right. According to the one that says similar, does not agree to this. It's not like this. Tamida Iba Yisei Mavina Pishnayim Bruchachoy Elai.
Elisha asked Elio, he should be double the Navi Elio was. Now, that would cause jealousy. How do you ask someone, can I be big, twice as big as you are? Hashem told him to put one hand on Yeshua, he put both hands on Yeshua, to show that he has no tinge of jealousy. Adarava, Yeshua's greatness is not a reason for jealousy for his Rebbe. He puts words into the mouth of Bilam, Rabbi Elazar ben Malach. There was a Malach there that took the words and transferred them to good. The muzzle which did not let Bilam say any bad words out of his mouth. From what, reading his blessings, you can see what he really wanted to do. He wanted to say they should not have Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos, and he ended up saying, he wanted to say the Shekhinah should not rest on them. The resting place of the Shekhinah is Yisrael. He wanted to say that their kingdom should not be constant, should not go on. So he said, like streams that flow. They should not have riches, vineyards, and olive trees. He said, like gardens on the river. It should not be a pleasant fragrance, which means in mitzvahs, Rashi says. So he said, "Kahalim not Hashem, like the spices that Hashem planted." They shouldn't have kings that are tall, which means fear imposing. They should be like cedar trees in the water. They should not be kingdom and dynasties, but rather more like a democracy kind of thing. And the bracha was Yizamayim Midoya, the Doyav. The water will flow from the pitchers, which means there will be a continuity. They won't rule other nations. The children will be amongst many waters. They won't be strong. We are Magog Malka. They'll be stronger than Agag. People won't fear them. The Malchus will be erased. They all turned into future colors. Besides the first one. When it was only one, the first one, Lubracha. Because Hashem loves you. Kvalo turned into a bracha permanently. But like Kvalos, they didn't turn into brachas permanently. The wounds inflicted by a friend are trustworthy. He means you're good. The opposite is true by the kiss of an enemy. He doesn't mean you're good. There's more good hidden in the klala. The achia shalaini gives klal Yisrael. More than the blessing that Birkham Bilam Rasha gave them. He said they should be like a reed. Like the reed shakes in the water. It always has a source of water. The gizeh machlif, if cut down, we grows. The shirash of merubim has many roots. And because it's not hard, so when the winds blow at it, it doesn't move it away. Just turns with them. And once the wind stops, and the kana is back in its place. And the mashar says it refers to the four rukhais, the four galias. He blessed them like a cedar tree. My Arizayim naturally is not by water. Shirash of Mwatim does not have that many roots. Fengizim Achlif, if cut down, does not regrow. Most winds will not knock it down. Most Goliaths will not affect it. But Kimish Nashim by Ruch Dreimus, which Masha says is a remiss to Golus Edim, the added crust of Avchasi Abonov, that'll be the end of Klal Yisrael. That's what Bilam said. Well, yeah, not only is the Kana better in the fact that it has lasting power, Shizaka Kana Litum Menakumas Litum Menasefer Torah, Kana is where we write a Sefer Torah from. Leviyam Uksubim. Vayaris HaKeni, Vayisa Mashalai, he saw Keni and he raised this parable. Amalai Dilim Liyisra, Keni Layisa, Layisa Mada Vaisa Eitzel, weren't you involved in the same meeting place? Didn't we start at the same place? Vayashib Chayza Asari Ailam, how did you end up by the great ones? Meaning, where did I go wrong and you go right? There were three in that same council. Elam, Bilam, Iyav, Yisrael. Bilam, Shiyot, Nerag. Bilam that gave advice, got killed. Iyav, Shishastak, Nidin, Yisurim. Iyav that kept quiet, was punished with Yisurim. Yisrael, Shabarach, Zochu, Bonov, Bene, Bonov, Leishas, Velishkas, Agazis. Yisrael ran away, his
his children, grandchildren, Mazaychid be sitting Lushkas Agazah. Shinamar, Shmaka Saifim Yesh Vyavit, Tarasim, Shemasim, Sechsim, Hey Makinim, Haboam, Machmas, Avi, Beis Rechim, they came from the father, Beis Rechim, Ksub, they came to Moshe, Olumira tomorrow. Okay, now, Mechamas, Avi, Beis Rechim, Simba, before that. Now, just a part that has been printed a number of times in the last few weeks. There are nothing sweet. The Tzadik Levracha used to say over from Chaim Shmulevitz on this Gemara. It says Bilam got killed, and Eiv Sheshasak didn't be Yisurim. Isn't death preferable to Yisurim? That was the question. Guy suffers immense suffering. Isn't it better for him to die? The Raya is that the Chaim Shmulevitz that the living, what a person can accomplish by living, is that makes no difference how much suffering is entailed. The Eishur Achayim, the luck of being alive. The ability to use life outweighs the fact that all that suffering is going on. And Rav Nachman Tzvi used to say it, one just had to look at him to see a living example of what Shat Eishar HaChayim is. Yes?
My son called me up once after getting home from Shir Chloe and said, I now know what Shir's message
means. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I'm just saying, understand, I'm just bringing out that point. He used to say over this part of Eishar HaChayim. That's a good advice. Eishur as an aleph, the luck of life, not the riches of life. Eishur is an aleph. Eishur. That's a good advice. Vayitza mishalom vayayimra ayimi yichya misumai keel. Who's going to live misumai keel? What does that mean? I'm Reb Shimon Malkush. Ayimi shimchaya atzma b'shem el. Who is the one that who's going to be able to survive by calling himself a god? That's Rashi's first shot. He makes himself a god. Second shot is those people who throw away the Rabbeinu Shleilim and more word, who is into indulgence. Woe to those who spend life indulging. Woe to the nation that will be there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems his children. Who is willing to put their clothing between the lion and the lioness when they want to have a relationship. When the Rabbeinu Shleilim wants to take us out of Golas, woe to the nation that tries to get into the way. The Tzimiyat Kisim, and there'll be boats from the Kisim Amarab Libun Asper, which the Mepharshim say is referring to Rome. Vinu Asher, Vinu Aver. They will afflict Asher and Aver. At Asher, cut the Mikkel. Till Asher, they will kill out Mikan Ve'elach Mishabdi Shibudi. Afterwards, they would just put them into slavery. I'm going away to my nation. Let me give you advice. And he was giving him advice what he should do to the Yidden, not what the Yidden will do to him. So he didn't want to lower Bullock's esteem by saying you will do to them. So he said what they will do to, meaning right. He didn't want to say that. That is, you have to have an advice how to handle them, so he turned it around. The second shot is, the Torah didn't want to write bad about Klal Yisrael, so the Torah turned it around. The God of these the Jews hates Znus. They have sovereignly pushed on, and they want linen clothing. I will give you advice. He made them curtains, tents, the old one on the outside, and the young one on the inside. Let them sell linen clothing. They say, he set up these booths. The old one on the outside, he laid them in the snake. The Yidden were enjoying themselves. The ice and the tile, the shook, and they went out to walk in the marketplace. Don't you want linen clothing? The skein said the lower price, the equal price, the regular price, I'm sorry. The other time of the progress, she gave him a discount. This happened two or three times. Then the younger one says, I've been biased. You're like a regular customer here. You belong here. Shabroi Latzmuk, I'll pick out what you want. There were jugs of Amainim wine next to her. But Dainly Nesser, Yain, Shonachim, there was not us the wine of Gaim. Amalin, she said to him, Rezekah, she dished the guy, Shayin, do you want a drink of wine? He was just Shasa Bayer, but he had this Yetahara of Znus. Amalin, Shmili, he says, listen to me, meaning give me your services. She took out her Rabbi Nazar from her lap. Amalin, I bite Lizab, bow down to this. Amalin, she said to her, I'm Jewish. Why should that bother you? All we want you is to defecate.
and he doesn't realize that that's the service. And by the time she got finished with him, you will deny the Torah of Moshe, your Rabbi. They separate themselves for embarrassment, and they became disgusting ba'ava through their love. Literally, the name was Shittim. They were involved in Shtus. They called to the Tekren is a Lashon. They happened, they met, or coincidence. Last time my room was punk of them, they met them undressed. Shuwai Mishanasa Kulum Balukarian, they all became Balukarian. My Lashon Rafidim, Rablazim Rafidim Shema, the name of the cities Rafidim, Shuwai Mishuipasim, the Vitaira, they weakened themselves either from the mitzvahs that they had or from the resolve to accept the Torah. Shanema the Hifnu Avas Abonim, the others did not turn to the Bonim, a Rifni Yedayim because of the weakness of the hands. I'm Rabbi Yechim, come up with Vayeshev and Aloshin Tsar. Vayeshev is Tsar, we spoke at the Marau because we don't settle in this world, we never arrive. We're always on the way. Each one under his vineyard and under his fig tree. He was a prince in Edom. What was Bilam doing there? He went to collect the salary for getting 24,000 Jews killed. The camel goes to collect horns, the ears that he has, they cut off. Is he a witchcraft? Nabil. I'm Rabbi Yechon B'tchil and Nabil beside Kaisim. I'm Rabbi Behind Udam Inji. Misagni v'sholti avoi. Eitzim v'gavri nagri. I used to be married to the princess. Now I'm in Mizana with a ship captain. This is as far as we got. Tomorrow morning we'll make a 6 o'clock.